Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi ani tabaghudi wa taqatu'i wa tadaburi. The chapter on the prohibition of mutual hatred, severing ties and disregard for one another. Islam is a deen that encourages love, encourages muhabbat, encourages unity when it is in conformance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, when it's upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then unity is something that is desirable and one that we should go out of our way. So in other words, if it is something as far as a worldly matter is concerned, then we should never ever be disunited, because this is something to do with the dunya, with the world. But there are instances, as we'll go through inshallah and explain, that where for deen sometimes we'll have to move away from those that are sinners, those that are persistent on the guna and the sins and the ways and doing wrong. Now deen tells you move away from there so that you get saved from the harms of the sinners. That's why we have one ayat of the Quran. We told, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, fi Allah ta'ala, and keep yourself, remain with those that are very, very truthful. In other words, those that are very, very honest and very true to Allah ta'ala, true to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true to the deen. Those are the type of people that we keep with. But this chapter in general is this prohibition of mutual hatred. Islam is a deen, as we explained, of love. And this mutual hatred, one person hating the other, carrying enmity, jealousy, envy in the heart for another, this is not something that is desirable at all in Islam. Severing ties, sometimes for petty disputes. It may be a dispute over an estate, deceased estate, or some partnership, or between two brothers there's some words that were exchanged, and now what happened? The ties have been severed for life. Sometimes it's between family members, between father and son. I don't want to speak to my father. Sometimes a person will say, Allah Ta'ala protect us, or the father doesn't want to know how to have anything to do with his son. So this severing of ties is known as at-taqatu'. This is not something that is desirable at all in Islam. And the last part of this chapter, disregard, tadabur, it actually means turn one's back on another person. In other words, I saw you, now I don't want to make salam to you, I don't want to speak to you, so what I do, I just turn around as though I didn't see you. So this is known as tadabur. One person just gets a glimpse of the other person and he turns around. This is known as tadabur. In other words, I show you my back, I turn around, so now if you see my back now, I don't have to greet you, I don't have to see you. In other words, I'm avoiding you for the purposes of dunya. This is not something that is encouraged at all in Islam. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought three ayat of the Quran Sharif, which we will do today, and then from tomorrow we'll start with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qala Allah ta'ala, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. In Surah Hujurat, Allah ta'ala says that the believers are all brothers. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. That the believers are all brothers. Interesting to note that today, in the name of Abrahamic accord, in the name of, we're using Ibrahim alayhi salam's name, trying to show that we are all brothers, we are all cousins, Christians, Jews, Hindus, whoever it may be, everyone come inside. Said we all come inside. Allah Ta'ala here is saying, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. The brothers are believers. Not all different religions. Mu'minuna ikhwa. All those that believe in Allah Ta'ala. Now this is a family. Family is who? Is a family of believers, people that bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qala ta'ala, the next ayat in Surah Ma'ida, wa qala ta'ala, azillatun ala al-mu'minin, a'izzatun ala al-kafirin, azillatin ala al-mu'minin, a'izzatin ala al-kafirin. Allah ta'ala says that, describing the qualities of the believers, that who will be kind towards the believers. There are people who will be kind towards believers and stern towards the disbelievers. In other words, towards believers, azillatin ala al-mu'minin, very, very kind, very soft. One believer, one mu'min, is very, very soft when it comes to the other mu'min. And if he has to be hard, then who? A'izzatin ala al-kafirin, with the kafirs. Person is hard. Not the other way around, that now we must be soft to the kuffar. And in other words, as far as our deen is concerned, we must try and pally with them as far as our deen is concerned. So what we do is we show them that you are right also, we are right, everyone is right. This is wrong. A'izzatin ala al-kafirin. We'll tell them with firmness, and we'll show firmness that we believe, this is our belief, and this is what it is, that we are right. And anybody in a, against this path of Allah Ta'ala, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this person is on disbelief, and his journey, his end result, is he will end up in the fire of Jahannam. So a person is very, very firm as far as his deen is concerned. وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explains that the kuffar, they find a firmness with the believers. In other words, what they believe in, they are very, very firm. There is no shady business about them, that you are right, okay, we are right, everyone is okay, we are all going to, we are all part of a humanity, so we are all going through one common, or we are all on one common journey. This is all dangerous. وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْظَةً. They understand that you are firm on your deen, and you let them know that you are also firm on your deen. So this ayah that we're doing today, عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. A true believer, a true mu'min, is very, very firm with the disbelievers when it comes to deeni matters. Obviously, when it comes to things like a person is doing business, a person has got a non-Muslim neighbor, when it comes to show character, then he shows good character. It's not a thing about character, but when it comes to things about belief, then a person doesn't compromise one inch. Why? Because this is something between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at times we will have to be soft and show akhlaq and win the person over. This is a different issue. But when it comes to our dini principles, our dini matters, then a Muslim is always very, very firm. He doesn't have an inferiority complex that they are higher than us, they are better than us. We have to try and make excuses why we don't get together, ladies and men. We don't intermingle, we don't shake the hands of ladies, we don't ascribe to the values of the LGBT when it comes to listening to music, drinking. We don't make excuses. We are very clear. Our Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow us to do it, so we don't do it, full stop. There's no such thing as we have to make excuses, and we have to be soft about it, and we have to have an apologetic attitude. A Muslim is عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. When it comes to his dini matters, then he is very, very stern, he is very firm towards the disbelievers. وقال, to such an extent that in many, many countries also, people realize that this is the belief of the Muslims. In fact, before, when the Westerners would go to the Muslim countries, so to speak, Muslim countries, they would actually appreciate the laws of Islam there. For example, if they had to come to Saudi Arabia, they would appreciate the laws of cutting the hands, the laws of a person being killed for murder, the laws that were there in terms of any type of criminal act. So there it would be very, very safe. The laws of no drinking, the laws of no prostitution, the laws of no woman driving, they would also appreciate these laws. I need to cover my hair, I need to be dressed decently, I can't be dressed indecently. While the laws were firm, they had to comply, the non-Muslims had to comply. But unfortunately, what is happening is today the Muslim is being weak and being lax, and the non-Muslims are now, what they're saying is, now we can show our way and our style and what our values. In other words, we can overpower them. But in the mind, they know that the values that you've got are such values that can never ever be matched. The safety, the respect, the honor for woman that Islam has given, that a woman can walk at 12 o'clock in the night and she doesn't have to be afraid of anybody even touching her or looking at her. Why Islam has such beautiful laws. The moment we start showing weakness in our deen, then what happens? It becomes like our country, that the criminals walk free and the innocent civilians are all behind bars, behind the gate, behind burglar guard, behind alarm system. Why? The criminals are walking free. But when the laws of Islam are there, then the free people can walk free and the criminals are behind the bars. The last part, or the last ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. In Surah Fath, Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah Ta'ala's messengers, and those with him are stern against the disbelievers. Again, showing us the qualities of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those that were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is one of their qualities, that they are stern with the disbelievers. And the next quality mentioned in this ayat, and they are compassionate amongst themselves. Amongst themselves, they're very, very loving, they're very, very compassionate. So this part of the ayat ties up with the chapter that we are doing, that the prohibition of mutual hatred, disregard for one another, severing ties, how it forms is that when a person is compassionate and a person shows that compassion with each other, then he won't have this mutual rivalry, this hatred, the severing of ties, disregard for one another, he'll now show compassion, he'll show mercy, he'll show love for his Muslim brother. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how beautiful our deen is. Again, it teaches us where we draw the line, where we go show compassion, where we help one another. We go out of our way to be a means of kindness and softness and assistance to any believer. And when it comes to the non-believers, then as far as our deen is concerned, we are very, very firm. When it comes to other humanitarian issues, for example, to assist them in a time of need, for example, their house got burned down, or there was a flooding, or some people are poor and they need assistance, then they also, we are number one to assist when it comes to humanitarian issues. But when it comes to deen issues, then we don't compromise even one inch. There we are very, very firm. This is what my Islam is. This is what my deen is. This is what I can do, and this is what I can't do. So when everything is placed into perfection, into place, into correct place, then the beauty comes about. But when it's moved out of its place, then the beauty is lost. For example, skin on our body. Allah Ta'ala has given us all skin. When the skin is on the body, then it's beautiful. A person has got beautiful skin on his face, it beautifies him. Skin is on his hands, it beautifies his hands. If that skin has to peel off the hand, and now he's lying on the carpet, he's lying on the floor, what does it do? It actually spoils the carpet, it spoils the floor. Why? It just came out of its place. Its place was to be on the body, it moved out of its place, it's lying on the carpet, the skin is lying on the floor, flakes of skin, etc. It spoils the carpet, and also that nobody wants to look at that skin, that flakes. Person will move away to read namaz somewhere else if you see all flakes of skin. Why? It moved out of its place. So long as you put everything in its correct place in Islam, then there's beauty in the Islam. And when you take it off its correct place, then it actually creates a bit of, it creates in a person the hatred, and it creates some type of nausea in a person. Why? Because what's supposed to be in correct deen, our original Islam, has moved out, and now we're trying to create a new version of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala guide us, allow us to put everything in its correct perspective. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.